Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and you're watching Life on Fire TV. And this is a special type of episode. This is what we call Hump Day Q&A. And I want to ask you a question. So you ever feel like you're just not living up to your potential, or that things are just challenging as an entrepreneur, or maybe you're not an entrepreneur yet, but you want to be one, but just you're frustrated you're not where you want to be in life? And that right there is what we're going to talk about, is how to get from wherever you are at right now and how to get to that next level. And we're going to talk about business coaching and how to break through those walls, break through the glass ceiling, and get to the next level and get to what we call a life on fire. Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life. To help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, welcome back. And so today we're talking about how to get to the next level. And as I'm gonna be sharing some content, I wanted to just share with you guys what my story is, because it's kind of crazy how I ended up getting into this world of business coaching. And so basically, I was at a point in my life where I had dreamt my whole life, literally since I was a little kid, that all I wanted to do is be an entrepreneur. I grew up, you know, I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to have financial freedom. I wanted to have a nice house. I wanted all these cool things. And what happened is that as an entrepreneur, my journey was crazy. I went from going from industry to industry to industry. I did network marketing in college. I then dove into real estate in 2007, moved from Connecticut to San Diego to do real estate lending. And as I did that, literally 2 weeks after getting to San Diego, the market imploded, and that's when the meltdown happened. And so it ended up just being this rigorous, incredible 6-month project doing commercial lending for the Hard Rock Hotel out here in San Diego, and it just was a disaster. You know, come back, get into real estate back in Connecticut. The market is just trashed. You know, then I had a couple other businesses, you know, just lots of long stories, but my journey was up and down, and it was brutal and it was tough. Now, I always had faith and I always knew that I would eventually make it, right? And then so to fast forward a little bit, I ended up narrowing my niche. I ended up finding my groove in Facebook marketing and advertising. And so that business did take off. You know, I read a book called The Secret, which kind of helped my mindset and helped me manifest and visualize what I wanted. I totally encourage you to do the same. And so what ended up happening is that, you know, I had this tattoo of a cross, and has the S from The Secret and Believe 2012 backwards. So I'm brushing my teeth and I can see what it says. And my dream was to sell a business by 30, because I thought that by selling a business that I would have everything that I wanted. I would have that financial freedom. I would have the time freedom, be able to have a family one day and enjoy these little, ideally two little boys running around, right? So I had this picture in my head. And what happened is I did sell my business and I sold the majority of the equity. And I ended up, you know, going from that in living in Connecticut to then moving to San Diego. I had more money than I've ever had in my life, bought nice things. I had a relationship of 7 years that ended and got out to San Diego. And then now I was the CEO of that company that was mine. It was now kind of went to a corporate partner. So in that situation, I get out here to San Diego and, you know, I'm looking at the water right now. Got a great spot here in Pacific Beach in San Diego. And I was supposed to be at the happiest point in my life. I was supposed to be, you know, realizing and enjoying this, you know, selling of a business, which was my dream for so long. And what was so sad is that it wasn't fulfilling and that it didn't make me happy. And I actually think about it as one of the lowest points of my entire life because I was just alone. I was alone. You know, just from being out in a totally different, I'm the other side of the country, you know, from friends and family. I was alone because I just ended a relationship that I was in for 7 years. And I just was emotionally kind of just messed up and had money. And I realized that, you know, I always knew that money wasn't going to make me happy. I learned that lesson in college with the business, but it was just really bittersweet, you know, to work so hard towards something and then have it not be what I wanted. And so from that experience, what ended up happening is
I just did a lot of soul searching. I dove into personal development. I started reading books, and I figured I've got to get myself out of this hole that I'm in, and I want to rebound, and I want to do what I love. That's been my mission since I was a kid. You know, watching my dad, who is so inspirational in my life because he worked so hard, but he wasn't around because he was working so hard to try and provide. You know, and my mom was always great because she said that I could do anything I put my mind to, and all of that rolls up to how Life on Fire started and how it got created. And so at that point, I'm just soul searching. I'm diving into personal development. I'm trying to figure myself out and what my next move was going to be while I was working for the company that I sold. And it wasn't making me happy because my corporate partner's vision was this way. My vision was that way. And it just wasn't my baby anymore. It was their baby. And so we ended up going different directions. And then I meet Shanda Sumter. And so Shanda and I are incredibly good friends, and I look at her and she's literally just brimming with like positive energy and a smile that's ear to ear. And I'm just thinking, like, what's going on in your life that you're this happy? It's almost like too happy. Like, how could someone be that happy all the time, right? And one of the first things that she said was, well, it's because my business is amazing. And she painted a picture of her life that she has a week a month off, that her team runs like the majority of her business. She only does what she loves every day. And she painted this whole story and this picture in my mind. And I was just like thinking to myself, I want that, you know, and imagine, you know, your life. Is that something that you would want, you know, where you have a week a month off, where you're able to travel around the world, you're able to enjoy and love what you do every single day. And I looked at her and said, I want that too. You know, how do you have that? How on earth do you have that lifestyle? Because I haven't met many entrepreneurs that have a lifestyle like that, because so many people work their butts off. And so many people, whether it's in corporate or as an entrepreneur, they actually don't have great lifestyles. They work so much, right? So I was trying to avoid that. And so I said, Shanda, how on earth do you have that? And she said, first thing she said was, well, I have a business coach. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. Like, all right, business coach. And then I immediately said, well, how much do you pay her and how do I hire her? Because I would have done anything. If she told me it was $100,000, I would have found a way to make that happen. She said it's 36 grand a year. Her name is Suzanne Evans. She's phenomenal. She's helped me create this lifestyle and she's full. And I'm like, what? She's full? I'm like, if I've got 36 grand, I'm like, I want to do it. So she gets me connected and she was full. And I'm like, really? Full? And, you know, so I'm like literally 36 grand in hand trying to convince her to take me on as a client. And, you know, she came back and made things, you know, move some things around. And she perceived me to be an ideal client for her because I'm hungry. You know, I really was willing to do anything to turn my life around and to go from that spot. You know, if you can just think of a time where you're in a spot where you felt stuck or overwhelmed or just not as happy as you really want to be, right? So I, you know, ended up working with her and, you know, getting that going, which was a huge aha moment, and it totally changed everything in my world and in my life. And so within the first 30 days, I end up flying to South Carolina, where she lives, and there's about 20 of us in the room. We're called Hellraisers, right? So we've all paid, you know, roughly about $36,000 to be a part of this coaching program. And what's interesting is that's a ton of money, right? And I've never paid. I mean, I invest in myself all the time, and you should too, but I've never paid that much money. So basically, kind of like our program, you know, you get, you know, two 30-minute calls per month. You get what's called a VIP day, three masterminds per year. And, you know, and that's pretty much the program. And it doesn't sound like a ton for 36 grand, but the whole thing is that when you're with someone that's where you want to be, or you're with someone that has that wisdom and experience, it doesn't take a lot of time to create radical change in your life and business. So that first month, I'm in South Carolina. Everyone's got those, you know, crazy Southern accents out there. I, for some reason, I never perceived South Carolina to be like that, but everyone's got the Southern accents. Get out there. And I'm at the event, don't really know what to expect. And everyone is in line rolling in, I'm meeting new people. And everyone's like, hey, Nick, where's your presentation? And I'm like, presentation for what? And apparently I really don't like email. So I don't really do much on email. And apparently we're supposed to bring a presentation and we're supposed to pitch or to sell. And the purpose of that is, imagine if you've got 20 people in a mastermind, everyone's very high level, everyone's paid 36 grand to be there. For her as a business coach, she could watch us and everyone do 15-minute presentations about their projects and literally teach and then sell what it is that they do. And what's so powerful about that is that everyone instantaneously got to see what everyone does. And for Suzanne as a business coach, she got to look at us and see what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, you know, how clearly can we explain what it is that we do in 15 minutes. And so for me, I didn't realize that we had to do that. So I'm like, oh my God, please don't tell me I'm on the first day. Fortunately, I was on day two. So I watched these presentations, amazing. You've got Ruth and she coaches people like Matt Damon, the celebrity, on how to present and charisma. And I'm like, oh my God, they're just high level, this is crazy. So that night I go back to my room, I see what everyone else has done. And Suzanne, you know, she said, you know, the purpose of this is to pitch, right? But everyone's kind of role playing. So I get back to my room, she's got a nice bottle of wine in there with a wine opener and as a gift to us. And so I'm like, you know, I got to make my presentation. It's about 11 o'clock at night. Might as well have a glass of wine. So I tap into the wine. I start creating my presentation. And all of a sudden, I get a little saucy. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to pitch. She's telling us to pitch. Everyone's kind of playing around and role-playing and pitching. But I'm going to really, like, sell. And the best way to validate your offer is to actually go and do it. So I create this offer. I go down to the hotel lobby. I print out sell sheets. And I, you know, teach my Facebook advertising stuff and I create a $3,000 program right then and there. I just invented it on the fly. And so, you know, part of the message behind that is for many of us, it's like, you know, we sometimes take so long to create what it is that we want to sell or what we want to do as an entrepreneur. And I did it just in like an hour at night. So created that thing, came back to the actual mastermind the next day. And when it came time for me to do my presentation, I just laid it out. You know, 15 minutes, I taught about how to do Facebook advertising, send the traffic to a webinar, and then you use a webinar to make sales. And that model has worked for years. It still works to this day. And it's allowed us to build, you know, a very high six-figure business. You know, last month we broke 100K, which is awesome. And so it's such a good model. And so I taught that. And at the end, I made an offer where the first 10 people would get more of my time, right? And it was $3,000. And so I literally started passing out the forms. And right then and there, I made more money than I invested in her program in the first 30 days. I made more than $36,000 and not only did it, like, I get a whole ton of people that signed up in the room that day, but Suzanne, my coach, actually hired me to help her with Facebook advertising, which was crazy. So in that whole scenario, made my money back fast. Now, why am I sharing this? Because when you get involved with a business coach, it's not just about getting their coaching and their mentorship. It's also about the network that they're bringing you into. So that first 30 days, it was technically $42,000 that I made. And that right there, everything just changed in my mind because, you know, I was in a room with high-level entrepreneurs. My business coach hired me, brought in all this extra cash, and it was one of the coolest things I've done in business in like my entire life. I'll never forget I'm walking in, you know, South Carolina. I called my parents and I was like, you know what's crazy? I'm like, you know, I just walked away from the last business and I'm starting out on my own again, starting from zero. Just brought in all these customers and it was so cool to tell them the story. And they're like, that's crazy. It was super cool. So the crazy thing is that from that situation, I had the courage. And because I had a business coach, I had the courage to let go of the other business, walk away from a couple $100,000 and just start life on fire. And I didn't even know what this looked like. So the business coach, you know, in literally 2 30-minute sessions per month, she took me and, you know, in 2 30-minute sessions, helped me figure out, what is my purpose in life? What am I here to do? And she asked me a question, said, Nick, what pisses you off? Right? And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know, pretty like happy, nice guy. I mean, for the most part. And I'm not sure. And then she drilled down. And I realized that what pisses me off is, you know, someone that's an entrepreneur that's in the corporate world, that's a workaholic, that doesn't have a good lifestyle. What pisses me off is the fact that my dream is to sell a business. And I sacrificed my 20s to sell a business by 30. And at the end of the day, I missed out on so much of life. And so that pisses me off. And all I've ever wanted was to love my job. All I've ever wanted was to feel like I have meaning in my life. And don't you too? Like, don't you think and feel that we're all here for a purpose? And, you know, whatever the gift is that you have or the message you have that's inside you that, you know, you just really want to let out, or you're, you know, you feel maybe that you're settling with your job or your business. It's like we all yearn for like this greater life. And so, you know, with working with her, I got the confidence to step into that. And, you know, also working with her on those 30-minute calls, you know, she literally named my business Life on Fire. And I don't know about you guys, I hope you love the name and the brand, but that has been amazing for us. And this is a $100 million brand, and it's partly due to the name. And we're able to build a community. And so from that situation, she helped formulate and structure the business. Then we went through, and because of her network, I got connected with Ree Perez, who did the branding. You may have seen one of our episodes with Ree Perez. So from this one business coach, everything for me came together from, you know, down and out entrepreneur, scatterbrained, overwhelmed, you know, not sure what I wanted to do. I was at ground zero again, right? And she helped me grab and get it all together in a short period of time. And so that I could create Life on Fire, I had Ree to help on branding, I had Matthew Goldfarb to help on copy, everything came together. And when we started Life on Fire, we started with a six-figure promotion right out of the gates. So why do I share this? Because the purpose of this is to help really encourage you and inspire you to reach out and to get a business coach. If I had a business coach when I was 21 as an entrepreneur, my entire life would be totally different right now. Now, I have no regrets. I'm super happy with, you know, everything happens for a reason. But at the end of the day, I just wish for everybody, you know, if you are an entrepreneur, even if you're trying to become an entrepreneur, that one of the most important aspects is to invest in yourself. That one relationship alone has made me multiple six figures of revenue. But most importantly, it's helped me get to a life on fire, a life that I love every single day. And now with Life on Fire, we're taking what we've learned, we've taken our experiences, and that's our mission, is to help you live your life on fire. So I want to encourage you to, whether it's working with us at Life on Fire to help coach you to the next level, help us make your life, you know, more profitable, make it more fun, and, you know, help you build your team in your business so that you can really enjoy the process. But whether it's us or someone else, take that time to really invest in yourself and to think about it, because you can make your business grow so much faster because you're tapping into the experience, the wisdom, and the knowledge of people that have already been there. So find someone that's where you want to be and get them as a mentor, get them as a coach. And, you know, for those of you that are interested in more information, I've got a really, really awesome webinar coming up called The Entrepreneur's Shortcut. And it goes through all kinds of different steps about things that you can do even before you're at the point where you're ready to hire a coach, but things you can do for free coaching, things you can do to tap into networks, to do you know, masterminds and networking events and parties. But at the end of the day, the webinar that's coming up called The Entrepreneur Shortcut is all about helping you take your life from where it is now, from, you know, whatever point it is now, to get it to jumpstart, to go further, faster, as soon as possible. So that webinar is just lifeonfirewebinar.com. And so all you have to do is pop in your email, and it's as simple as that. It's free content, and it's going to go for 60 to maybe 90 minutes. And I think the best part is that, you know, if you're watching this podcast, whether it's on iTunes, you might be watching this podcast, you know, on lifeonfire.com. Shoot, you might even be hearing the audio version in your car or walking or jogging or whatever. But at the end of the day, to go from hearing our content, and as we just really pour our heart into this content to really help you guys get to the next level, what I think is awesome is to go from watching or listening to this podcast to jumping off and hearing it live and being involved in our community live. It's an experience. And so we're gonna have prizes live, we're gonna have all kinds of cool stuff, we're gonna have content that's gonna blow your socks off and help you get to that success point even faster. So lifeonfirewebinar.com, go there right now, check it out, and get registered, because this is going to be an event you don't wanna miss. And so we'll see you there. Cheers.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.